Report: Friday marks 1 year since Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi last spoke directly. By Hannah Blow on October 16, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has reportedly not spoken to President Trump directly in 1 year. As Friday marks the one-year anniversary of the contentious White House meeting between Trump and Democrat leaders. On October 16, 2019, Democrats stormed out of the White House meeting after the foreign policy establishment tried to convince him, Trump, to keep American soldiers in Syria and act to defend the Kurds, as Breitbart News detailed at the time. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, claimed the president referred to Pelosi as a third-rate politician, which prompted Democrats to walk out in defiance. He was insulting, particularly to the speaker. She kept her cool completely, but he called her a third-rate politician, Schumer told reporters. This was not a dialogue, it was sort of a nasty diatribe not focused on the facts. Pelosi proclaimed Trump had a meltdown, telling reporters we have to pray for his health because this was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president. Former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham denied the Democrats' one-sided description of the explosive meeting. While Democratic leadership chose to storm out and get in front of the cameras to whine, everyone else in the meeting chose to stay in the room and work on behalf of this country, she said, describing Trump as measured, factual and decisive. Pelosi, she added, had no intention of listening or contributing to an important meeting on national security issues. Trump took to social media after the meeting, sharing the infamous photo of the speaker physically standing and wagging her finger at the president. Nancy Pelosi needs help fast. There is either something wrong with her upstairs, or she just plain doesn't like our great country. Trump said at the time, accusing Pelosi of having a total meltdown in the White House today. It was very sad to watch. Pray for her, she is a very sick person. He added. 1 year later, tensions remain high. Just this week, Pelosi told CNN, I don't speak to the president. I speak to his representative. In February, Pelosi put her hostility on full display, literally tearing apart a copy of President Trump's State of the Union address after he delivered the address. The speaker has since led her party's failed effort to remove Trump from office and continues to battle the White House over coronavirus relief. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin surmised that Pelosi does not want to reach a deal because she does not want Trump to have anything perceived as a victory. Trump repeated that idea during Thursday's town hall. The problem you have is Nancy Pelosi. She couldn't care less about the worker. She couldn't care less about our people. And we should have a stimulus, and I want a stimulus. The Republicans will approve a stimulus, Trump said. The problem is, she doesn't want to do it. Because she thinks it's bad for her election. The fact is, she's wrong. Because people know, she's in our way, she's not approving it. She doesn't appreciate our people, and she doesn't appreciate, at all, our workers, he continued. Nancy Pelosi, we are ready to sign and pass stimulus, Trump said, adding, if Nancy Pelosi and I, through my representatives, or directly, I don't care. If we agree to something, the Republicans will agree to it. Pelosi this week had a brief meltdown over the lack of a deal on coronavirus relief during an appearance on CNN's The Situation Room, insisting that Democrats know what their constituents need because they represent them and feed them.